My mom never came home from her trip. I don't know where she is.
Missing is the latest movie from the team behind the movie Searching. It's the story of a young woman who's using social media and online tools to track down her mother after she goes missing in a foreign country.
I'm not giving up on my mom.
I think the thriller mystery aspect of this film is pretty fun, but this movie is told mostly through computer screens, and it's just not very cinematic. So the movie's okay, but the visuals are a little gimmicky for it to really work.
We were given 2 days to forgive the attackers before they returned. We hardly knew how to read or to write, but that day, we learned how to vote.
Unfortunately, you'll need to take a road trip to Houston for this week's best movie. Women Talking will probably get several Oscar nominations on Tuesday. This is the story of a group of women who are sexually assaulted and then ordered by their church to forgive their attackers. Do they stay and fight, or do they leave behind the only life they've ever known? It's a powerful drama, and I think one of the very best films of the year.
I've tried to be there for you. I've tried to give you strength. What's going on? Are you on drugs?
And Hugh Jackman and Laura Dern star in The Son, the story of divorced parents struggling to deal with their troubled child. This is from the same director behind The Father, so the drama is pretty solid, although I think it's not to the same level of quality. Still, the family drama does have some very moving moments.
I don't know what's happening to me.
And that's what's new this week at the movies. I'm Sean McBride, the movie guy.
Friday, so it must mean Sean McBride, the movie guy, is in the house. I wish we could be as excited about the movies as we are about the man, but I'm not sure that's going to be the case this week.
I must admit, I'm a little more excited about NFL football this weekend.
So. Well, I am too. You know, not only that, we were just sitting here talking amongst ourselves. There's so many things that maybe you missed that are now available that you can watch. Absolutely. That I'm still trying to catch up. I find myself going, oh, this weekend, The Fabelmans.
Yeah.
And then something else comes along and I'm distracted. NFL football, whatever it happens
All
to be, college basketball,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
It's
The Last of Us on HBO Max, you know, maybe that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard sometimes to stay focused on seeing some of those features that are out there, much
it
less going
be.
To the theater.
We don't know how you do it.
I'm not sure how I do it myself out there. So.
I'm not sure how he remembers how he does it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and that is the point. We're going to talk about two movies this week that I saw back in early November.
Oh, okay.
So I may go, let's see, who was in this again? You know,
like, wait a second.
Well, so explain that, because I think a lot of people don't realize when you're part of a critic group, you know, they
We have to vote. And so, our, matter of fact, our Critics' Choice Awards was on the CW last Sunday.
Right.
And so, but we had to vote at least our nominations in early December, which means, honestly, sometimes as early as September, but early December is our nominations deadline. But early September, we start getting these films, and then October is the documentaries. And then especially in November and December, you know, we see a lot of movies, and we just tear through them 4, 5, 6 a day trying to get to them. It's not the best way to see movies, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You just have to commit your weekends, your entire weekends, to just watching movies and such.
I got you.
Everyone's
that's
why
a major commitment.
Stuff.
Yeah.
There was
a time, because Sean and I have been doing this for 20 years, there was a time I was kind of envious. I was like, boy, I want to see all those movies when Sean. Now I'm like, no way.
Yeah, no thanks.
How much time is consumed by watching these
five
movies?
Five or six?
And how many of them are really truly a waste of time.
Yes.
You know, the time you'll never get back. All right, so are these two movies that you would suggest going to see?
So three movies this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said, but unfortunately there's only one new movie opening up in Southeast Texas, and that would be Missing. This is from the same filmmaking group who did Searching. You may remember this film from, I think, 2018. Basically, the gimmick is that it's told through screens. Okay, so it's this young woman and her mom, Nia Long, went to South America and didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is trying to figure out what's going on there.
So you're telling me the whole movie is told this way?
Pretty
like
much,
like it's a Zoom, YouTube?
It's a FaceTime call, it's a, you know, it's stuff like that. So that's a gimmick. And I don't think that's very cinematic.
Yeah.
You know? No, it's not. But is any different than Blair Witch Project when it came out, when it was a gimmick, too, of a point
absolutely.
Of view.
And this is not a brand new gimmick because the filmmakers did the exact same thing in Searching here. So I think the gimmick is interesting, but I'm not sure why you need to see this in the movie theater. I'm starting to sound like Dan Gresham here.
Yeah,
I think you can wait to see
that's
this
scary.
One at home. I know.
I tell you, my
what,
day they made movies.
But when I see this, you know, I think I get enough of this every day on my phone. Why would I want to...
But okay, here's the thing though, is I saw the trailer and I feel like the plot and like the actual story is kind of good. I'm intrigued by it, but the idea that it's all through the phone.
The mystery, your mom disappears.
Yes. Yeah.
How do you track her down? Can you use social media to figure out what's going on? Right. And I do think the mystery is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of got a little thriller aspect to it. I think the performances are pretty good.
Right.
But I think it's just kind of a standard. It's a good movie, but it's not a great movie. And the gimmick really doesn't do anything for me.
Mm-mm. And it's another one of those, again, coming back to the Dan standard, is it something I have to see in a theater? No, I could see this on my screen at home. And I would, you know, 55 inches, whatever it is, that would be more than big enough to see YouTube.
I hate to say it, but quite frankly, almost every one of these movies this week you could see at home.
Okay, all right. So let's move to that.
That's the only one that's playing in local theaters. The other two, I think, are very good and perhaps worth a drive to Houston if you want to see it. Especially this next one, which is Women Talking. We talked about this in my top 10 list. It was my number 4 film of the year. It's Sarah Polley. It's an award winner out of Toronto International Film Festival. I think this is an amazing film. Great performances, tough story. These are based on a real life incident and a book. Basically, it's a bunch of women, they're Mennonites, and they've been being drugged at night and then sexually assaulted while they slept. And they find out. And so what do these women do? Their elders of their church said, you have to forgive your attackers. So these women gather in a barn to discuss, do they stay and forgive these men? Do they stay and fight, or do they leave? And if they leave, can they take their children with them? I mean, it's kind of a fascinating dilemma, especially since the women are not of one mind on this. I think these are great performances, really solid performances. Unfortunately, there's so many of them that I think they cancel each other out with the Academy Award nominations that come out on Tuesday.
Okay. What a riveting storyline.
Yeah,
very interesting.
It's Sarah Polley, who is the director and the writer. I think she gets nominations and wins for best screenplay, adapted screenplay here. I think the film gets a Best Picture nomination. I don't think it wins nearly as much as it should. It's really a good movie.
So, I mean, is this an art house film? Am I going to have to, would I have to go to Houston to see this, or would this ever come to Beaumont?
So it'll be interesting because, like I said, we'll get the Academy Award nominations on Tuesday. And if it does well, you might start seeing these films platform out a little bit more.
Okay.
But yeah, unfortunately, it's just not catching fire the way I hoped it would. So this is one that I think is worth a drive, or if you happen to be in Houston, check it out. I think it's a really good movie.
And again, the title?
Women Talking.
Women Talking. All right. I'm writing it down. Yeah. That sounds like something that would be worth investing a little bit of time.
But I will say this. You know, look, it's basically a theater piece. It's women talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're sitting around. It's not very cinematic.
Right.
It's one that if you don't see it, it'll still work very well on your 55-inch screen at home.
Right. But it's also that moral twist.
Yeah.
You know, that you're playing into. That's what you're buying into this one. You're not going for action.
Right,
you know, you're going for
there are no explosions in this.
A cerebral experience in this is what you're going to be buying
Precisely,
into.
Yeah. Right. And then the other one in there, which also had hopes of being an Oscar nominee, and I don't think it's going to. It's called The Son. It's a Florian Zeller movie.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that made The Father.
Right.
Couple of years ago, so I guess this next film is going to be The Holy Ghost. I don't know. So, but look, it's the story of it's Hugh Jackman, and look, he's a father. He's got a troubled child. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it leads to him and his wife, played by Laura Dern, reevaluating themselves. You know, did they do everything they needed to do as parents? Did they fail their son? I think there are some really powerful moments in this. I don't think it's the greatest movie. I don't think it's as good as The Father. That's probably because, you know, Anthony Hopkins, who is also in this one, but he doesn't have a major role. I think it's good, you know, and if, like I say, if you're a fan of any of those actors, you may want to check
I was about to say, this is a vehicle, it sounds to me like it's more of the players that will be the attraction, maybe, than it is the story.
Right, exactly.
That's the attraction. Yeah. And, of course, Hugh Jackman, built-in audience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You
Anthony Hopkins.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean,
Laura Dern.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So good stuff to check out. So.
Okay.
And these are all, again, theater. Do we have any new streaming to talk
about?
There's
nothing on streaming.
Really?
It's kind of fascinating. There are just some really minor players. Now, next week, we will get two fairly major, Shotgun Wedding and You People will be the two on. And honestly, those are the films to see next week.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, last couple of weeks, I've been looking at the online streaming stuff, and it's like, why is nobody trying to take advantage of this? I wonder if maybe it's football or I don't know.
Well, it could be, yeah, I guess the timing for it.
I just keep hearing from grandkids, Puss in Boots is,
I know.
No, I'm
again,
not
let's watch it again.
I'm not paying $29 to see Puss in Boots. mood.
Hey, shameless plug time, though. If you're looking for something to do and you don't want to see any of these movies, this weekend at the Port Arthur Little Theater,
come on
out and see Matilda. You saw it on Netflix. We're doing Matilda.
Oh, really?
And I'm in that production, so you can come see that. I'm playing the villain.
Yeah, so you've been very excited for this, too.
I am. So I'm playing Miss Trunchbull.
Yeah.
And it's a role that is just kind of like a dream role. It's just such, I get to chase kids around and call them bad names and stuff. It's
no wonder he likes it.
Check us out.
That's his other job.
I know.
Yeah,
is theater.
Port Arthur Little Theater, PALT.org, if you want.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Yeah. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Some more movies. Sean McBride, the movie guy, drops by every Friday to talk about what's new in entertainment.